Mr. Dennis Luker referred in his letter that we need to examine ourselves. This is a sermon, a main message that is given at least once a year, and that is prior to the Passover. And he also asked us to focus on forgiveness, which isn't my direct subject necessarily, but of course we all know that Christ did highlight forgiveness, and of course Jesus Christ was God's greatest gift towards humanity, was for his son to be sacrificed for us. Some 6,000 years ago, the first chapter of man's tragic history was written, when Cain killed Abel. This was the first horrible crime committed against a fellow man. Adam and Eve sinned, obviously, but as far as breaking one of the key principles of how we should conduct ourselves in relation to our fellow man was violated by Cain. Since that time, a lot of killing has been going on in the history of man. We can't read any headline in a newspaper these days without seeing the evidence for that. Cain, of course, had an argument with his brother that remained unresolved. A very dangerous thing for any, arguments to remain unresolved in the question of human relationships. We all, as Christians, as children of light, have a responsibility to initiate a reconciliation and to make sure that we do our part, that anything of that nature would not remain unresolved. Now, Cain wasn't willing to reconcile his differences with his brother, and this led to the ultimate penalty, the untimely death of his brother, a very tragic chapter at the very beginning of human history. 2,000 years ago, the powerful words of the Son of God didn't find resonance with his own people. This in itself, would be worthwhile in a message, those aspiring speakers of you in the Brickwood congregation who would like to handle that topic, something to consider. It requires a certain amount of research. How the very words of life that Jesus Christ spoke of, presented to his own people, didn't find resonance. Christ's words 2,000 years ago could not be reconciled with the words of the masses in Jerusalem. And if they couldn't have been recognized in Jerusalem, they wouldn't have been recognized in Rome, Italy, or in Athens, Greece, or whatever other main capital city existed at that time. And since the masses in Jerusalem were unable to reconcile with what Jesus said, this led to the ultimate penalty, the shedding of blood. So we contrast for a moment what happened to the children of the very first human family and with what happened to Jesus Christ. In doing so, there is, of course, one big difference, one big and also important difference between the death of Abel and the death of Jesus Christ. Cain, shedding the blood of his brother, destroyed a relationship forever, humanly speaking. His brother was dead. He could never make it up to him, obviously. He was banished, remember? Christ's death, also the shedding of blood, did not destroy a relationship. Two deaths, you see. One destroyed a relationship, and the other one didn't. Instead, Christ's death served as the greatest act of reconciliation between God and his people. It restored a broken relationship, which of course occurred at the time of our first parents, between sinful man and Almighty God. So Jesus Christ's death did a lot of things, but, you know, we'll come to that, of course, but it also restored a relationship. Remember, the temple was rent, the curtain. You were able now, once Christ gave his life, you are now able to approach the Holy of Holies, which only the high priest was able to do. And, you know, when they, and then they took it very, very seriously, the Jewish leaders, before the Roman era at any rate, when the Hall of Holies had to be repainted, well, how did they do it? They couldn't have done it on the Day of Atonement, because you're not supposed to do any work on the Day of Atonement. So they did it some other time. But they actually let, you know, the workers let themselves down on a combination of ropes, made a, you know, a rope chair feet out of it, and that's how they painted it. So they didn't, their feet didn't actually touch the ground, because only the high priest could enter the Holy of Holies. Now, you know, whether they went too far or not, it's neither here or there, but, you know, they took it seriously. In all of Old Testament history, no human being could enter the Holy of Holies, not even the high priest, except, of course, in the autumn on Yom Kippur, on the Day of Atonement. So Christ's death also restored a broken relationship between sinful man and God. And that's, of course, where we come in. A prime chapter, I'm sure many of you are familiar with it, Romans chapter 5, verse 18 and 19. Romans chapter 5, verses 18 and 19. Therefore, as through one man's offense, that is, Adam and his descendants, therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men. Judgment is in brackets. It refers more to severe, you know, a sentencing, a judgment. Judgment and sentences sort of go together, don't they? Resulting in condemnation, even though through one man, through one man's righteous act, that of course is Jesus Christ. And I think most of your Bibles will have man, the second man, in capital letters. Although the Greek doesn't have this in capital letters, but the Greek, of course,